Do you know it was our third anniversary?
Pardon me?
It was 3 years ago today. You, me, Wojo, and Barney began working together.
We were already here.
Yeah, right. I guess there's no reason you should really give a damn. I mean, I only mention it because it means little to me, that's all.
Arthur, look, actually, I'm really glad you remembered, man, because all in all, I've really enjoyed the 3 years we've had together.
Yeah, well, same here.
Hey.
I didn't get you nothing.
It's all right.
Here. Here what?
Here they are. Manpower reports, overtime requests.
Thank you, Zatelli.
Sure.
No, Zatelli, attitude is one of the most important factors affecting career advancement.
I heard that.
Look, I know it can get discouraging down there, but you know, it wasn't that long ago I was in uniform, bringing up the mail, doing the typing and the filing and all the other dirty work.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
See?
I'll bring up the mail the second it gets here.
That kind of place deserves to be robbed.
We're real grateful. Stuck up one of those adult bookstores over on 2nd Avenue.
Adult? All them books are filthy.
Well, they may have some redeeming value.
What are you talking about? You can't hock them.
Want to get them out of here?
Sit down.
Come on, come on.
Hi.
Why, Lieutenant, what a delightful surprise.
Aren't, shall I put the bribes away?
Okay. I like a good sense of humor.
Well, Scanner, what brings internal affairs around?
No. That's what I really like about you guys. I mean, you're a very tight group, very funny.
Oh, is this a social visit?
See you in the office. Captain, got a disturbance at Siegel's, the barber store.
You and Harris.
Okay. Hey, Dietrich, wait.
What do you think he wants?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Hey, I'm the guy that always has to go in there and explain something.
I gotta go now.
I mean, I go in there, you know, I think I'm never going to come out.
If I don't see you again, happy anniversary.
Have been assigned to the 12th precinct for the last several years, during which period my homosexuality has gone undetected. I am now revealing my existence so that you will know that there is at least one of us on the New York police force who is doing his job and functioning productively and healthily, as Captain Miller would verify if he were aware of the situation. I would like to be able to sign my name to this letter, but at this point I feel that it would be unwise. And then he doesn't sign.
Too bad.
Knowing the close relationship you enjoy with all your men, I thought you might be able to, give me a hand in identifying the party in question.
If I'm not mistaken, municipal policy guarantees equal opportunity to everyone, regardless of sexual preference.
The department agrees with all of that. We just want to get a better idea as to whether or not this situation is widespread or just some isolated pervert. There'll be no disciplinary action taken. Department still feels that what a cop does on his own time is his own business.
Then why are you so eager to find him?
So I can tell him that.
Listen, the handcuffs really are necessary.
They're new. I'm like a kid with them.
Barn? This is George Alsop. He went amok in Siegel's.
Somebody had to do something. Everywhere you go, it's there, infesting your will, destroying your mind.
Second guess.
Broke into the room where the music comes from. When we got there, he was going at a tape recorder with an axe.
Axe? Where'd he get an axe?
Hardware.
I think it's Siegel's is pressing charges?
No, they were only leasing the equipment, but the company is.
Actually, it's not the company proper, it's competitor.
Yeah, it was the Automated Moods, Inc. They're sending somebody down.
Look, I couldn't take it anymore. All day, all those mind-numbing, syrupy melodies, the sound of music, Mona Lisa.
Whistle while you work.
You know, in that elevator of theirs, they have been playing You Light Up My Life for the last 2 years.
Cruel, I agree. But that does not justify your action.
Wait a minute. Show him the article. Show him.
He was carrying this clipping.
Music hath charm.
You see, what they are doing now is taking little subliminal messages and putting them under the music. Buy more. Be honest. Don't steal.
I never heard that.
It's all very fascinating, Mr. Alsop, but I'm afraid we're going to have to hold you. So if you just have a...
No, you don't understand. They are trying to take control of our minds.
You just have a seat at Sergeant Dietrich's desk.
They're trying to rob us of our free will, freedom of choice.
All of that will be in the statement, but there's some other information we need. And if you'll just sit at Sergeant Dietrich's desk, I'd be glad
to... Captain, shall we begin?
Sure. Gentlemen, Lieutenant Scanlon is going to be holding informal meetings with each of you.
About what?
About a matter best dealt with individually.
About what?
What the captain is trying to get out is that we have here in the 12th an officer who has a special affectional preference.
What do you mean, affectional preference?
In favor of boys.
You're saying one of us here is gay?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Shut up, Lecky.
I wondered why you were so rough.
I said shut up.
Let's talk.
Scanlon still here?
No, he went downstairs to check on some of the uniforms.
Is there a question you'd like to ask me?
No.
Is there a question you'd like to ask me?
Maybe later.
I may not be here later.
As a matter, it's rhetorical.
Got the Lecky report, Dan.
Oh, thank you.
Uh, Whoever it is should speak up.
Any speculation in that area is only going to create trouble.
Can't be Harris.
Whoa, Joe! It is none of your business.
Why, it sure is. We work together.
And that means that you have to know every little personal detail in everyone's private lives?
Within reason.
I don't think you really want to.
Why not?
Because it could be disillusioning. I mean, I may have some personal quirks, little preferences, which if you knew about might surprise you or even shock you. But the point is, whether you're privy to them or not, we are capable of working together closely and effectively.
Mail call! Harris?
Yeah?
Nothing for you. Dietrich? Roger Horowitz? Captain Miller.
I'll take those.
No problem. Gotta sign it for you. Afternoon mail, sir.
Oh, it's a telly. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Everything okay downstairs?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you spoken to Lieutenant Scanlon?
We chatted.
I take it you didn't,
No, sir. Why me?
I had to trust somebody. I mean, Levitt is always speaking of you in the highest terms. Fair, honest, compassionate, little picayune.
You?
That's what Levitt says. I ain't noticed it, sir.
Satelli, certainly you can appreciate that regulations require that I report.
You're gonna.
Satelli, just the fact that you wrote that letter makes me feel that you're unhappy with the present situation. You would like to come forward.
I wanna, but I do, and they slap me with an automatic psychiatric, right?
But there's no disciplinary action.
But it's still on my record.
Damn it, Satelli, you started something with that damn letter. Now you're going to have to make a commitment to finish it.
I don't know, Cap. I mean, I really don't know.
Well, listen, Satelli, maybe being gay and a cop is an insurmountable problem.
I don't believe that, sir.
Well, I don't know. Think about it. I mean, there are many instances that come up during the day. Interrogation of prisoners, searches, where that might present somewhat of a conflict. Maybe you're just unfit to be a policeman.
I'm a good cop, sir.
Then you should be able to stand up there and say with pride and with dignity, I am a homosexual, just as I can stand here and say... not.
You'd think so.
They told me downstairs to see Captain Miller.
They did?
I'm Jack Corwin, Automated Moods, Inc.
Man. Excuse me, just a second. Excuse me.
Sir.
Hey! Shut up!
Yes?
Thank you, Satelli.
Farn, the man from Automated Moods is here, Mr. Jack Corwin. Has no sense of humor.
Corwin, I'm Captain Miller.
Why would anyone do such a thing?
Look at him. He is like a robot.
Seems Mr. Alsop has taken a serious dislike to your music.
But the whole purpose of our system is to improve the quality of life. To cheer, to soothe and relax. To make everything so much more pleasant.
I take it you are pressing charges.
You bet. Mr. Alsop destroyed over $1,300 worth of stereo equipment and cassettes.
Yeah, well, I got a couple of charges of my own.
What's he talking about?
Mind control, mass fraud.
I believe what Mr. Alsop is referring to is this article which says that you people have been inserting subliminal messages under your music.
Actually, that wasn't meant to be publicized. I mean, it sort of spoils the whole point of it.
I'm saying. It's the one thing you people can't take, the light of day. Well, as soon as people find out what you're up to, they're gonna stop you, along with the rest of your fascist ilk.
I don't dislike you, Mr. Alsop. Believe me, we're not trying to take over people's minds, Captain. Just give them some common sense guidelines, a few helpful hints.
The FTC refers to it as unfair trade practices.
Yeah, wait till they hear that in court.
Court? Can he bring this all up in court?
It's his trial.
May I use your phone?
I'm back. Your office?
Certainly is.
Have a seat.
Now look, boy. I don't want to know who it is. I just want to know if you know who it is.
I may have my suspicions.
So then you can tell me.
The man has chosen to remain anonymous.
I want to hear that from him.
Oh, my sentiments exactly. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I agree completely. Uh-huh. Captain Miller.
Uh-huh.
I've just spoken with my superiors, and we agree. Inasmuch as Mr. Alsop is obviously a very disturbed person, pursuing this matter is really not in anyone's best interest.
What about the $1,300?
You're going to eat that.
Up to you. Dietrich, you want to turn Mr. Alsop loose? We're going to need your signature on a few forms. Detective Harris will be glad to help you.
Well, I guess I'll be going.
So soon?
I just want to say this, that if anybody ever gets the idea that they want to unburden themselves on a sympathetic ear, I'm available. Phone call away. Well, goodbye, Captain.
Lieutenant?
You know, we've never been very fond of each other. But hey, come on, I've gained a grudging respect for you. I mean, as a cop. And as a person. I just kind of maybe like to feel that feeling was mutual.
It's not.
I was only kidding.
Oh, I was over at taking Letke to the tombs.
Oh.
Hey.
You just love that tea, don't you?
Yeah. And honey.
I guess it's not that strange. A gay cop. I mean, I know it's not you. But if it was, it wouldn't matter.
Man.
I mean, it shouldn't be important.
Right.
I mean that for everybody. You know, Dietrich, Levitt.
Whoa, Joe.
You too, Barn.
Thank you. And I echo your sentiments. And I know I shouldn't even have to say this. I know it shouldn't matter. But since I'm already dealing with the situation, as a point of information, it is not directly relevant to anyone in this room. Is that clear? What I'm saying?
Sure, Barn.
Yeah. All right, fine. Now we can turn our attention to the more mundane problems of the day, such as, will I finish my arrest reports before 6? Have I completed my filing?
I've asked myself that.
Are you going to work up those crime statistics for me?
Yes, sir. Did you want these categorized by date and type?
If you don't mind. Thanks. Unless you feel I'm being too thick-a-yoon.
Weekend TV satisfaction? It's guaranteed here on TV Land with Fandemonium Marathons. All the best episodes all weekend long, so stay tuned.